We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Jonesboro and Nettleton High School. The final non-conference game of the season for the Mountain Home Bombers tonight. The Bombers come in with a record of 0-2. Of course, losses to Sheridan in their first game of the season and the loss to Harrison last week. Nettleton comes in with a record of 2-0, wins over Osceola and Pocahontas on the season. They are playing very well. In fact, averaging over 60 points per game. It's going to be a tough test for this Mountain Home defense tonight. Nice night for football. The sun is beginning to set, and we've got about a little over a third of the field now already in the shadows, starting to cool down a bit. It's going to be a good night for football. We'll take a break to talk about this matchup here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
We're in charge of hiring. And Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Right now. Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.com.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro at Nettleton High School, about 20 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Nettleton Raiders this evening. Joining me for the broadcast again tonight is Sonny Elliott. And Sonny, we've seen a couple of tough opponents with Sheridan, an improved Sheridan ball club. And then last week, of course, I would say, and I think most folks would agree, probably the best Harrison team we've ever seen.
I can say that it's one of the best. I did see some of those teams in the 80s that they had, including one that went to the state semifinals the same year that Mountain Home did. Totally different types of teams because of the way the football has evolved in the last 30 years.
Right.
But, yeah, we didn't pick on any weak sisters to start the season.
And that would get this Nettleton team that coming into the season, not highly regarded, but they've had some recent success here. But my goodness, that offense is really putting some points on the board.
You know, they are. That's where they have their experience back. They have 5 starters back compared to no starters on defense. So they're putting up that 60 a game. You know, they played Pocahontas, which was a smaller school. And last week's victory right now escapes me who they toppled.
Last week's Pocahontas, week before was was Gosnell, is that right?
Gosnell, yes. Yeah, they opened with it. And Gosnell's another small school here in northeast Arkansas, just right outside of Bible. But, you know, it's going to be a strong test for us. We're going to have to really improve on the defensive side of the ball, and some things we'll talk about and Coach Maddox talked about. They're real excited about offense tonight and trying to take advantage of these inexperienced starters on defense for Nettleton.
And they're struggling a little bit defensively because they're giving up a lot of points right now.
Yeah, 36 and a half a game, you know. But when you're scoring 60, you can live with that. And if you continue to score 60, you know, you can cover up a lot of deficiencies in your football team. But, you know, they don't lack athletic talent on the – defensive side of the ball. What they lack right now is communication skills and getting people in the right places. Coach Maddox explained to us, talked about it on his show earlier, you know, once they get that figured out, it's going to be tough. You know, they had a great run through the 5A East Conference last year, and I believe they shared that title with two or three other teams. So, you know, we always bring out the best in Nettleton as well. I remember the last time we were here, it was a great offensive game.
Yes.
And then they were pretty successful with their offense. I think that's where they hang their hat with this program, is pretty high-powered offense.
Steve Hampton, the head coach, does a good job. He's in his seventh year as head coach here. They got a couple of young players back on – not young players, a couple of players back on defense at key positions, at the quarterback and the running back position.
Definitely so. Cade Carter, his dad here, is principal at Nettleton and played quarterback here at this school. He's a D2 prospect. And then Nathan Young, we ought to be really familiar. He's had really big games against the Bombers the last 2 years.
Yes.
He ran for a 160 last week. And then we got Josie Perkins, who's never played football, but we saw him out here streaking down the field, did a little LBJ one-handed catch, number 84, 6'8 high jumper.
That's
so,
incredible.
Yes, that is going to be a real test, too. I'm sure we were watching the way that Carter and his backup were throwing the football. They lay it out there and let him run under it.
Yes.
So when you have that kind of speed combined with great hands and a jumping ability, you can just lay it out there and see what happens. So it could turn into a little video game football tonight.
Let's hope. Remember, I was going to say video game football. We had that at here in Jonesboro, but across town a few years ago.
Or 83-49 or 50-something.
Like yeah. What? 60 points scored in the second quarter or something like that. I got to look at it. We'll talk about it here in 2 weeks.
Yes, we definitely will. I know that we had at least well over 1,000 yards of offense.
It was crazy that night. It was. All right, we're about 16 minutes away from kickoff. We will take a break. A lot of great action around the state tonight. It's week three of action for teams across Arkansas. Matt Sharp will have our studio report and preview those games here in just a moment. We continue with the Bomber Pregame Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And we welcome you into the studio as Mountain Home is getting ready to play its non-conference finale tonight against the Raiders of Nelton. Brad and Sonny will have more on that in a little bit. But let's take a look what else is going on tonight. First off, in the 6A East Conference, Searcy, who is currently ranked fourth in the Class 6A Top 5 in the latest Arkansas Sports Media poll, will be at home against Batesville this evening. Big matchup tonight. Jonesboro, ranked second in Class 6A, is going to be at Conway tonight. The Wampus Cats come into this game tied for seventh in the state overall. Jacksonville hosting Little Rock Catholic tonight. Sylvan Hills will have a tough matchup at home as they'll be taking on Little Rock McClellan, who's ranked fourth in Class 5A. Pine Bluff is at Watson Chapel this evening. Short trip for them tonight. Marion is at Little Rock Parkview in a battle between Patriots. And West Memphis, who is currently ranked fifth in Class 6A, will be at home against Blytheville. On the local level, Yellow Summit looking to bounce back from last week's loss to Green Forest. This will be the first road trip of the year for the Panthers as they play at Salem tonight. The Greyhounds coming off a win over Mountain View. Melbourne, who is off to a 2-0 start, is going to be at Cave City tonight. Harrison, who is tied with Conway for that number 7 ranking in the overall top 10, ranked second in Class 5A. Will be at home against Salem Springs for their non-conference finale. Also tonight, West Plains will be at Camdenton. Zizzers come into their game ranked fifth in Class 4. Also, Hollister is at Springfield Catholic. Forsyth is hosting Greenfield tonight. Branson is at home against Ozark, Missouri. And Ava, who is currently ranked seventh in Class 2, will be at Mountain Grove tonight. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, there was actually one final from last night. Arkadelphia, who is ranked number 10 overall, number 1 in Class 4A, was able to defeat Wynn last night by a score of 51-31. The Badgers are really looking tough this year. Number 1 Bryant is at home against Bentonville West tonight. Second-ranked Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, will be at home against Fort Smith Southside. Third-ranked North Little Rock will be in Shreveport, Louisiana tonight. The Charging Wildcats taking on Baton Rouge Catholic. Number 4 Bentonville is in Oklahoma to take on Tulsa, Washington. Sixth-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also number 1 in Class 5A, is in Tennessee to take on Ravenwood. And also a couple of teams that are idle this week in the top 10. One is number 5 Fayetteville, and the other one is number 9 Little Rock Christian, who is also ranked number 3 in Class 5A. Only one game we haven't mentioned yet in the Class 6A Top 5, and that is number 3, El Dorado. It's not going to be an easy game tonight for the Wildcats. They are playing at Cabot tonight. In the Class 5A Top 5, only one game we haven't yet mentioned, and that is number 5, Morrilton, traveling to Little Rock tonight to take on J.A. Fair. In the Class 4A Top 5 games that we haven't yet gotten to, number 2, Nashville, will be at Queen this evening. It'll be 3rd-ranked Warren hosting Stuttgart, and number 5, Shallow Christian, will host the 5th-ranked team in Class 3A, Smackover. Number 4, Joe T. Robinson, is idle for this week. In the Class 3A Top 5 games I haven't yet mentioned, number 1, Camden Harmony Grove, is hosting the 3rd-ranked team in Class 2A, Fordyce. 3rd-ranked Osceola is at home against Gosnell tonight. 2nd-ranked Ryzen and number 4, Prescott, are both idle this week. And in the Class 2A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, it'll be number 1, Hazen at Bearden tonight. 4th-ranked Foreman is at Parker's Chapel, and number 5, Gurdon, is hosting Harmony Grove Haskell. 2nd-ranked Junction City is idle this week. That's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Nelton. You're listening to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank, scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank, coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking, means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
While your purchases at the Salvation Army Thrift Store in Mountain Home may seem like a good item at a bargain price, the Salvation Army sees your purchase turned into a warm meal for a hungry mouth, a bill paid for a home without a source of energy, and many other types of assistance that families in need face on a daily basis here in our city. My name is Brian Brindley, Corps Assistant Officer, encouraging you to shop at the Salvation Army Thrift Store. Truly is life-changing.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring spring training. They're headed to the line.
Hut! Hut! Hike!
And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Jonesboro, Nettleton High School, about 4 minutes away from kickoff. The Bombers and the Raiders of Nettleton's. The captains head to the field getting ready for the coin toss. Bombers 0-for-2 so far on coin tosses this year.
Brian's hoping to turn that around tonight. They're going to send their good luck charm, Dylan Pausch, out because apparently he had some really good luck with some coin flips.
He did that during the summer, didn't he?
Yes, at the tournament, the 7-on-7 tournament up in Branson, won every one of them. So, you know me, I'm always tails never fails.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what I usually go with if I have to call one. Yep.
Every time I call a coin flip, it's tails never fails with me.
We'll see what happens with this because the Bombers get to call tonight since they are the visiting team. Final non-conference game of the year. It's a bye week next week for the Bombers. Then 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back here in Jonesboro to take on the Hurricane of Jonesboro. And Sunday, of course, when the team started last year, you're able to play the 0 week and have the extra week. You've got 4 weeks basically to play your three non-conference games. I like playing the three and having the week off before conference season.
You know, a lot of coaches do. If it was me, I don't know that I would, because if I was rolling, if I was Nettleton and I was rolling or something, I don't know that I'd want to do it. But you see a lot of people that were playing their first game last week, they wanted that extra week in the preseason to get ready. So I think it all depends on what your preference is, but Mountain Home is going to receive. I missed if we won the
toss.
They
won the toss. Pausch did it.
Yeah, Pausch did it. We're going to get the ball, and that's what we're looking for. Want to get that quick start. Want to get out here, and Brian stressed all week in practice. They had a great week of practice. They want to get out here. They found themselves in a slow starting position, and so he's really hoping that that makes the difference tonight.
You bet. We'll break. Get this one kicked off in just a moment. The Bombers and Nettleton coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now, it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football presented by
RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The school sports season is upon us. At Knox Orthopedics, they wish all area athletes an injury-free season, but sometimes the unexpected occurs. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. We can fix that. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.